text, Hallmark Entertainment presents. A vibrant orange sun rises over a hill. Text, an Alpine Median production. A horse pulling a wagon crosses in front of the sun hanging just above the horizon. The wagon continues through a field.
Yep.
Text, in association with Larry Levinson Productions. Titles, The Last Cowboy. Text, Jenny Garth. Bradley Cooper.
For 84 years, Charlie Bankston prided himself on rising with the dawn's early light. Rain or shine, hot or cold, and every day of the week. Charlie said that was what cowboying was all about. Truth is, he could hardly wait to get at it every morning.
The wagon carries a coffin.
Sure it was, and is, damned hard work with not enough money to write home about.
A boot hangs in a stirrup.
Charlie spent every day doing something he loved, and not many folks can say that.
He folds a letter and puts it in his pocket.
What do you think? Enough said?
It'll do.
They ride along. Men on horseback stand on the side of the road.
Well, famous.
They take off their hats as the wagon passes.
Oh, this ain't gonna be easy.
Yep.
You sure you're okay?
Hell no, I'm not okay.
Me neither.
We ride up to a gated cemetery with a crowd of people gathered dressed in black. The men take off their hats. The wagon stops. A few men walk towards the wagon. The man who read the letter gets down. The coffin with the Texas flag over the top is carried into the cemetery. The two men in the wagon turn their heads and watch a black SUV drive up the road. The driver gets down off the wagon. The letter reader hands the driver the reins. The crowd follows the coffin. The driver walks in with the horse. Hand smooths out the flag. We move up to see the driver of the wagon walk through with the horse. The crowd gathers around the coffin, the men take off their hats. The SUV pulls up to the cemetery.
Here is Lord Charlie Bankston. 84 years.
A woman in a black dress gets out. The driver of the wagon waves his hat at the man speaking. The woman trips. She looks down at her heel. It's broken. She takes off the shoe. The man who read the letter laughs. She keeps walking. The driver of the wagon bows his head.
Good to see ya.
She hugs a man. She greets another man. She stands next to the horse and folds her arms. The driver of the wagon waves his hat again.
Like I said, Lord, here's Charlie Bankston. 84 years he believed in you. But more than that, he figured you believed in him. He lived his life accordingly. Generous to his friends. Strangers, too, for that matter.
The woman looks down.
A loving man. A forgiving man.
The driver of the wagon looks up.
Well?
Charlie lived in a simpler time. The world wasn't so bent on going to hell. He was a lucky man.
Amos?
Amos, the man who read the letter, looks down.
Well, you folks might not believe it. I've nothing to say. Said it all when he was here, I reckon.
Say the amens, Brother Jordan.
In your name we pray, Heavenly Father, for the eternal peace of Charlie Bankston. He's simple cowboy. Amen.
Amen.
The men put on their hats.
Well.
The woman eyes the men, then turns and walks away. The men turn and watch her. She walks to a grave in the corner. Amos kisses the flowers and tosses them on the coffin, then looks over at her. She kneels down and brushes off the headstone.
Hello, Mama. It's been a while.
She looks down at the stone with a frown. Amos walks over to her.
Girl, don't go there again. Just let go of it.
She stands and adjusts her hair.
It's good to see you again, Jake.
He looks off and sees the driver of the wagon leading the horse back down the hill.
You know what? Once or twice in life, if you're real lucky, You get the chance to do something bigger and braver than you think you can. This may be one of them times, I suspect.
A rocking chair is set down on a patio. The driver of the wagon sits as Jake stands to the side with her arms folded looking out. Amos opens the door carrying a tray with glasses on it. He sees them looking off in separate directions.
Well, when life hands you lemons, I always say make lemonade. A little shot of tequila now and then never hurt either, with or without.
With. God, Amos, I have missed your lemonade.
Well, that's one hell of a thing to miss.
That's yours on the end there, John William. No tequila, no sugar, just plum sour. Just like
Granddaddy dying to get her home.
She turns.
I'm doing something different with my life. This way of life's never done anything but put people in their graves way ahead of time.
Your granddaddy scared the hell out of a whole century.
I was thinking more of Mama.
He stumps his foot and stands. Jake watches him as he walks inside. Amos takes his seat.
You ever notice how hard it is to impress a fella that owns this many acres of genuine Texas cow patties?
She smiles.
Amos, I have missed you.
Right back at you, Jake.
She looks down at her drink.
Sure have spent a big part of our lives out here on this porch.
Some of the best parts, anyway. Like old Charlie says, used to say, the best parts of life are the little ones all added up.
He goes to drink but stops and looks the tray.
Look here. Poured four of them. Just like I used to.
He stands up and sets the tray down on the side table and walks inside. She looks out at the rolling hills and raises her glass.
Mama. Grandpa.
She drinks.
Why don't you just drag me behind the car like a new rope?
Don't go flying off the handle like that, Will. This is Charles Bankston's last will and testament, and by God, we're obliged to honor it. Besides, the witness that signed off on it is sitting right there. Jump on Amos.
I imagine he did more than witness it. Conspires more than like it.
Like it or not, Will, Charlie left his interest to the Dry Creek Ranch to Jacqueline Cooper. Jake, will you retain your late wife's holdings? It all stays in the family.
Family. Took somebody dying to get the girl to set foot back on the place. How can I partner up with her when she won't even speak to me?
Will, it was Charlie's idea of a joint venture.
No, Otis. It was Charlie's idea of having the last word, and you damn well know it.
Will glares at Amos.
What are you laughing at?
I could draw up a buy-sell agreement. Why don't you just buy out Jake's interest? Disgruntled partners do it all the time. How about you, Jake? Just buy your daddy out. I could draw up the paperwork.
Now, you hold on one damn minute, Otis. This ain't no business partnership. It's a family.
Not so you notice.
Would you stop talking about me like I'm not even here?
Habit, I guess.
She looks away.
It's not for me to tell you how to work this out, Will, Jake. But I can tell you this much. Aside from whatever else you owe, you've got one hell of an inheritance tax breathing down your neck. If you folks can't work together, then that's the end of Dry Creek.
She shakes her head and walks out.
I believe I'll have that special lemonade now, Amos.
I believe I'll join you.
Amos takes a long look at Will, then follows Otis out. Will stands in the room, opening and closing his fists. Three eggs fry on a stove over easy. Will pours some coffee.
You know, Will, really isn't all that hard.
I don't want them hard. Fix them the way I always do.
Not the eggs. Life, John William. You just go down that hall and you wake your daughter up and you tell her.
He waves and shushes him.
And you tell her that you want to talk. And you sit down on the edge of the bed and you just tell her your side of this. And then you shut your mouth while she tells you her side. You know, try little things, you know, like let her finish a sentence. Just go in there and for once try to act like you don't think things always have to be your way or the highway.
Will jerks his arm and turns as Amos tends Tati's stove. Amos watches Will walk down the hallway. He raises his hand to a closed door.
Amos says breakfast is on the table getting cold. You coming?
He opens the door. He walks in to find the room empty and the bed made. He sits on the bench at the foot of the bed. A pick drives into the dirt.
John William, old Charlie didn't set this deal up to provoke another family fight. He was hoping for a family reconciliation. That's gonna take the two of you. Come on, call him.
I don't know how to use that thing.
It ain't that hard. Just punch in the number.
I don't know her number.
Well, if you ain't gonna call the girl, maybe you better put your thinking cap on. Because this time, the bank may not let you roll your note over and play dead.
They haven't had a problem with it in a dozen years, Amos. Why should they now?
Maybe you don't owe the bank enough money.
They sit on a windmill.
Maybe that's the problem. You just need to go down to the bank and convince them that they made a terrible mistake by loaning you the money in the first place.
You certainly have a strange point of view, Amos.
Yeah, well, when you ain't the lead dog, that's the point of view you get.
Amos will work on my headaches.
He touches his forehead.
This liniment's not doing a bit of good for this old horse's leg.
I told you I can stop them headaches, and I don't need no liniment.
That's funny coming from you. You are the headache most of the time.
You see, there's a spot on the bottom of your foot, Will. If you rub it, them headaches will stop.
How the hell does my foot know where my head hurts?
It's a left brain, right brain thing. I ain't got time to explain it to you, but just understand, I don't trust nobody that don't like to have their feet rubbed anywhere, anytime, by anybody. Folks some places think it's better than sex.
Maybe that's trouble, Amos. I wouldn't want you rubbing on my feet any more than I want to have sex with you.
If you'd only just...
Look, Amos, she quit on me twice. First time 8 years ago, second time 2 weeks ago. I'm not calling her. And I'm not letting you do my banking.
They unload stacks of hay at night.
There's not going to be any foot rubbing, so deal with it.
He picks up some loose hay and tosses it. He looks to see headlights of a car drive up. Amos hurries down off the truck.
Relax, Amos. Bill collectors don't drive fancy cars like that.
California license plate.
The convertible parks in the driveway.
I believe the girl has come home.
Why would she be driving a car like that?
The lights turn off. Jake gets out of the car.
I told you!
Will blinks.
I knew it! I knew it! Did you have to go back and gather up your stuff, huh?
She hugs Amos. She opens the passenger door of the car and reaches in. Will stares at her. She picks up a little boy. Will's eyes widen.
His name's Billy.
Billy lifts his head briefly, then closes his eyes and rests on her shoulder. She looks over to Will, who lowers his eyes. She walks up to the house. Amos looks to Will, smiles broadly, and nods his head.
Come and you're going. What's going on, girl? You waltz out of here while I'm still shoveling dirt on your mom's grave. And you waltz back in 8 years later like nothing ever happened. Only something did happen, didn't it?
Yep, you're right. Billy, Charles William Cooper, happened.
Where's the father?
She blinks.
You know, nothing I ever said then ever mattered. Nothing I'm going to say now is going to matter. So the way I see it, it doesn't really matter, does it?
All right, let's just get this over with then. The land's worth little or nothing after 5 years of drought and taxes. Hell, the taxes have gone sky high.
She watches him.
How's 5,000 earnest money while we dicker the details?
How about 50,000, that is, earnest money. 90 days till closing, water, mineral rights. Seller, that's you, pays for the environmental study.
She takes out a check.
Here's my check for 50,000. It's good, don't worry. You can call the bank.
He opens the check and looks at it.
Where'd you get this kind of money? How the hell are you gonna get the rest?
Same way I got this. Work my butt off for it.
He rips up the check and throws it down.
Hope you've got some tape. You're gonna need it.
Hi.
Billy appears in the doorway.
Oh, hey, Bug.
She turns around. Will walks from behind the desk as Billy comes in. They stare at each other.
You're my Grandpa Will, aren't you? I'm Charles, that's a great grandpa, and William, that's a you. Right, Mama?
She nods.
You can call me Billy.
He holds out his hand to shake. Will takes it and shakes.
How you doing, Billy? Good to know you.
She looks down at Billy with her head tilted to the side.
Get him out of the brush back there. I don't need the educated guesses. I need an accurate count. Now, you fellas take the northern pasture, and Gabe and I... We'll take the river section.
Amos shows Billy how to swing a lasso. Will mounts his horse. Billy swings his lasso.
Where are you going, Will?
Them boys can do the count. You and me supposed to go up.
Get your co-conspirator to help you out. See if she's got it in her.
Amos looks over to see a pickup pulling a horse trailer. Will furrows his brow. Billy turns. Morgan waves from the pickup.
It's Morgan! And Lucky! They're here!
Jake waves. The trailer says, J.S. Cooper Stables locking back Lucky. Morgan gets out of the truck.
Hi.
Billy runs to him.
Hey, Tiger! Oh, how you doing?
He picks up Billy.
Hey, how'd we do?
Well, you're half a day early.
Yeah, I know.
How'd Lucky do?
Oh, he did just fine. He got all the rest he needed. Hardly any traffic once we got east of Tucson.
Okay.
She opens up the trailer and back.
Hey, buddy!
Easy.
Morgan walks in. Amos and Will slowly walk over.
That's good.
A black horse backs out of the trailer.
Second stall, all right. I've been working on it all morning.
Great. I helped.
Yes, you did.
Sure you did, Billy.
Hey, how you doing?
Morgan walks past Amos, who nods. Will glares back at them. Will dismounts.
Like I always told you, Will. There's a whole lot more to that girl than you've been willing to see.
Billy turns around and walks back to them.
I got a feeling things are going to get real interesting around here.
Amos walks off after them. Billy approaches Will.
Hey, Grandpa. Maybe Mama will let you ride Lucky.
We'll see, Billy.
Come on now.
In a pen, a parade of cattle walks by as Amos and Will watch. Billy sits on Will's shoulders.
Take her.
Amos takes Billy.
Seems like every time prices are down, we're between a rock and a hard place. We've been beat up in the last three auctions.
Well, look at it like this, Will. We ain't the only ones taking a beating. Half the brands in the hill country milling around out here.
Yeah, that's true. Come on, boy.
Will puts Billy on the ground.
Half those people are selling off lands faster than selling off cattle. Sell 1,000 acres to save 1,000. Here you go.
He shows him as a check.
Cover our feed bill for last month. Time's always changing, Will.
Jake waves.
Yeah, not on Dry Creek, by God.
Billy waves back.
You said anything to Jake?
She walks up.
Said anything to Jake about what?
Oh, Jake. You know, ranching stuff, heifer stuff, bull stuff, we ain't got no money stuff.
What are you talking about?
They don't respond.
Amos? Just how bad is it?
Amos steals a glance at her and shakes his head.
What, nobody's gonna answer my question?
Grandpa Charlie was a hell of a cowboy. Just wasn't much of a businessman.
He walks.
You are.
We're starting to work it out.
She follows.
You know, it's a little late to start working this out, don't you think?
They stop walking.
Things didn't go to hell when Grandpa died. They went to hell when you were out on the rodeo circuit 6 months out of every year.
Did it ever occur to you that the rodeo winnings is what kept the Dry Creek afloat through the drought years? You don't think I was out there riding bulls and broncs for belt buckles, do you?
I know what you're thinking. Prodigal son returns home, try to take over. Somebody sure as hell has to.
You know something? I wish to God you were the prodigal son returning. I'd knock you on your right now.
She smirks.
I wish to God I was the prodigal son too, because I would have knocked you on your 8 years ago when you unplugged my mama.
She stares at him. He stares at her, then blinks. She walks off.
Let's go, Billy.
He turns and watches her go. A bird flies over a pond with rolling hills in the distance. Lucky the horse stands in his stall. Jake brushes him.
How did I get so lucky as to find you? Guess you found me, huh, boy? That's the way it should be.
Show your mom.
Okay.
Amos and Billy with a lasso come into the barn.
There you go, spoiling him.
He's worth spoiling.
Lucky, Mama.
That's great, Billy.
He spins the lasso over his head.
That is one fine-looking piece of horse flesh. What are you going to do with it?
Oh, it's what I've already done with him, Amos. He's fast. He's a winner.
Is that so?
Believe it or not, we were building up quite a reputation out on the West Coast. Lucky running, me training. My plan was to use my winnings to set up a training facility with a rehab center for injured horses. I was this close.
So why'd you walk away from that and come back to the hill country?
I truly wish I could tell you, Amos, but I don't know myself.
Sure you do.
They look over to where Billy went playing.
Billy, all right?
Billy hops out carrying a belt buckle.
Where'd
did you get this buckle?
She looks at it. It says Bull Riding Will Cooper. She looks up and walks into the room where Billy found it. Billy follows her. She stands in the doorway and looks around. She walks into the room full of saddles, trophies, and other horse equipment. She opens up a box on a table. She opens another one. Billy books around. She opens another and another that are full of buckles. Billy pulls out a box.
Here, Mama.
I never want you to come in here again, you understand?
This isn't our stuff.
She takes the box and puts the buckle back. She dusts off her hands and looks back at him.
Hey.
She hugs him.
I'm not mad at you. Okay, I want you to understand that this stuff doesn't belong to us. It's his.
It belongs to Grandpa?
These things are very important to him. They're his.
Billy looks over at a photo of Will and a little blonde girl.
Sorry, Mama. I thought they're yours, too.
She follows his gaze to the photo. She looks back at him, then spots Amos poking his head in the room. She lowers her eyes.
Come on, let's go.
They walk out of the room. Amos closes the door after them.
It's wildfire whiskey by a half week as they come into the stretch.
Cover that ground.
It's coming along nicely.
Come on, Lucky.
Yeah, big one. Yeah.
Wildfire whiskey. That's our horse. It could be anybody's race.
Oh, Lucky.
Wait a minute, folks. Looking back, Lucky is making a move. Coming up on the outside. Look at that horse cover the ground.
That's a good horse, Jake.
Wildfire whiskey. Looking back, Lucky. Neck and neck.
Come on, Lucky.
Stride, and it's... Looking back, Lucky by a head.
What a race! He wins every time.
The black horse has been out of the gate 5 times, folks. 3 wins and he placed twice. Looking back, Lucky is owned and trained.
Well, like I said, that's good horse flesh, honey. You've done good.
Jake goes to the TV.
I'll tell you, all the people I've ever worked with, I've never met anybody who could train a horse like she does. And she's got some real talent.
Morgan looks to Will.
What do you think of your girl's horse, Mr. Cooper?
I think that horse must come from some pretty good bloodlines.
Like the daughter, sir.
Will raises his paper.
You staying around these parts, Morgan?
Yeah, I think I might check out this hill country of yours. Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce ought to hire your daughter, sir. She's not talking horses, she's talking Texas.
Texas, huh?
Will turns the page of his paper. Morgan looks up to Jake. His eyes wander down.
I think we'll have to get going. It's getting kind of late.
Thanks again, Morgan, for bringing Lucky and for bringing the video of his last race.
Okay. I know you didn't get a chance to see him before you left, and I thought your dad would get a kick out of it.
Jake looks over to Will.
There you go.
Okay.
Hey, Miss. Real pleasure.
It's good to meet you, son. You come back again, all right? Hell, come back all the time. There's always a sideshow going on around here.
I appreciate that. Pleasure, Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
See you, Billy.
Morgan slowly backs out.
Well, don't just stand there, girl. Walk the man out to his truck. Ain't you a liberated woman?
She pats him on the shoulder, then walks him out. Morgan and Jake walk from the house.
Forgotten how beautiful this place can be.
She looks out at the view. He stares at her. They stop walking. She glances to him, then stares at the ground.
You better get going. Go.
He gazes at her. He touches her face. She looks up at him.
Morgan.
She takes his hand away.
We've been friends for a long time.
He stares at her.
Let's not mess it up.
Before I met you, I thought I was a pretty good trainer. But you taught me that the first thing you teach a horse is to trust you. Now, does that work for people too?
She purses her lips and looks away. He walks a few paces. He turns around.
I don't get to see you. Take it easy.
He walks to his car.
I thought you were sticking around.
The country's pretty big, isn't it?
She glances down as Amos walks up behind her. He starts watering the flowers with the hose. She turns around and looks at him.
What?
Did I say anything?
She rolls her eyes.
I know what you're thinking. No, Morgan's not Billy's dad. No, he's not my boyfriend. No, he's not going to be my boyfriend either.
You know what I was thinking, Jake? I was thinking that standing out here in this moonlight, you look just like your mama.
She walks past the rose bushes.
I do.
She always had this certain look in her eye, like she knew some secret that me and Will were never gonna figure out.
She looks down.
Oh, me and Will used to give her hell. She loved every minute of it, too. She could dish it back just as good as we could shovel it at her.
That's not how I remember it, Amos.
Well, it ain't the kind of thing that a little kid can understand.
She looks up at him.
You know, you never have really understood just how much they loved each other.
It's funny how some people can find so much love. Other people just can't get it right.
Amos nods.
After Billy's dad, I just gave up on it. I don't have the time or energy for that stuff.
She shakes her head. He watches her. She looks at the rose bush.
Mom loved her roses, didn't she?
When your mom and pop first got married, she planted about a dozen fancy rose bushes. They burned in the summer, froze in the winter. The deer ate them, the bugs ate them. No matter how hard she tried, they always come up looking like a bunch of sticks.
Roses out here everywhere, Amos.
Well, you see, your daddy thought them rose bushes was a pain in the butt. So his idea was just to smother them out. So when we dug that north stock pond, he took a whole truckload of dirt and brought it down here and dumped it right on top of them sticks. Of course, that just happened to be some of the best fertilized dirt in the hill country. So nature took its course, and next thing you know, Sarah's roses was popping up out of the cow patties. Your daddy was mad as a hornet, too. But she thought he hung the moon.
She smiles.
She didn't know he was trying to kill him?
John William may be ornery, but he ain't stupid. He planted two more long roses for her.
He takes out a pocket knife.
That just happened to be the same year you were born.
She stares at him.
You know, you could turn loose of that anger, that pain. You might find time and energy for that love.
He hands her a red rose.
I'm telling you, if you don't, you're gonna need to get a clock and some vitamins. But if you don't get that stuff right, ain't nothing else ever gonna matter.
He raises his eyebrows. She holds the rose and looks up at him. The sun shines on the rolling hills dotted with trees. A bulldozer shovels up gravel along the ground. Jake drives backwards with Billy on her lap. She looks ahead and sees Will trotting out to her on a horse. He rides up to them on a silver saddle.
What's going on? Nothing wrong with this road.
Maybe not for you, but I'm not going to risk exercising like it with these ruts in the road.
She looks at the saddle.
What's with the silver?
Wow, look at that saddle.
Will smiles.
I just want Billy to see it.
Can I ride you, Grandpa? Can I, Mama?
I thought you were going to help me grade the road.
Sure you can, son.
Billy stands up.
All right, be careful. Take good care of him.
I will.
Will sets him on the horse.
Let's get him. Hold on that horn.
Okay.
They ride off.
Let's go, Grandpa. Bye, Mom.
She watches them go. Under a purple dusk sky, Jake walks along the road she's just evened out. She picks up a couple rocks and throws them to the side. Daytime, Jake rides Lucky down that road. His hooves pummeled the ground. Amos looks at his stopwatch.
Damn.
He walks off mouth agape.
Hey, Will, that girl sure knew what she was doing when she bought that big black horse. Look at the time.
Amos shows Will the stopwatch as the truck speeds up. Will drops a sack to the ground.
Well, Mr. Cooper, I've been trying to track you down all day.
The man approaches him.
Well, we've been right here for five generations. Shouldn't have been that hard.
I heard your daughter was home. That should speed things up. Bob Sanchez, Sanchez Realty, out of San Antonio and Austin.
He shakes Jake's hand.
My condolences on your loss, Mr. Cooper. But now that Mr. Bankston's passed on, a merit deal is prepared to make more or less one last offer.
And what would that be exactly? More or less, which is it?
Mr. Cooper, we're giving you a very fair offer. More than fair when you consider the current circumstances in the ranching business and market conditions.
Mr. Sanchez, are you trying to buy acreage from the Dry Creek?
No, Miss Cooper, we're trying to buy all the Dry Creek. Land, improvements, implements, livestock. Meridian wants the whole operation, lock, stock, and barrel.
Well, for the last time, Mr. Sanchez, the Dry Creek is not for sale, and it's not going to be for sale. It's not going to be divided up into them 10-acre ranchettes, and it's not going to be a tax write-off for some big corporation.
Sanchez walks to Jake.
The truth, Miss Cooper, you can sell or lose it. The sale to Meridian has a lot to offer. And it assures the rest of your years will be a lot more comfortable.
Amos stifles a laugh.
You see that hill right there, Mr. Sanchez? That's known as Liberty Hill. The town's named after it. A bunch of folks buried up there just happened to be my kin. They made it through a lot of different wars. Diseases that no one even thinks about anymore. Drought, pestilence, the Great Depression. They were stewards of the land. They passed it on, the care of it, the love of it.
He holds the back of his neck.
And that's what we're gonna do. The girl and me, we're gonna pass it on. That's the way it works, my God.
Jake smirks.
Mr. Cooper, Will, this is a new millennium. You gotta stop looking back over your shoulder and look ahead. And you can be hit with an inheritance tax that's probably 35% of what this whole place is worth.
Will stares at him.
Between you and me, Mr. Sanchez, I'd like nothing more than to give it up, spend the last of my days in the lap of luxury. But between you and me, it'd be downright embarrassing to be the only one who didn't have a little stress.
They walk back to his truck.
And I'm not planning on being the one who, after five generations, dropped the ball. No, sir.
Will opens the door for him.
You're the last of your kind, Will Cooper.
Will nods.
My hat's off to you for going down fighting. But go down, you will.
He tips his hat and gets in his truck. Will glares at him. Will walks back to Jake and Amos as he backs up.
You better talk some sense into your father. That'll lose his place at the bank and the tax man and get nothing in return. Take care now.
He tips his hat again and drives off. Will kicks the sack on the ground.
He's telling the truth, isn't he?
We're a little behind on a note. Ira Collins down at the bank. He's been rolling the Dry Creek's balloon note over for 10, maybe 12 years. One more rollover is not going to make or break him or us. We'll pay the interest a little on principal, and the tax man, well, he'll just have to let us pay that off, too.
And why am I just now hearing about this?
Jake, I just wanted to spare you.
Spare me?
Yeah.
Don't do me any favors, all right? I am my mother's daughter, after all.
She glares at him, then turns and walks away, shaking her head. He watches her go. Jake stands in her room at night with an arm folded and tapping her lips with her finger. She walks over to a dresser and picks up a photo of a little blonde girl and a woman. She sets it down, then looks at herself in the mirror. She turns around and picks up rolls of paper on the bed and walks out. Will and Amos sit at the desk covered in papers. Jake walks in. She clears off a place at the desk and unrolls the papers.
All right. We're making it work out in California, and it'll work here, too. You just need to listen to me with an open mind.
They look at her papers.
You drive a pickup truck. You think of your horses as tools. But there is a whole world of people out there who buy those 10-acre ranchettes, drive Lincoln Navigators on semi-annual leases, and think of their pleasure horses as big investments. Those people take care of their investments. That is where we come in. The Dry Creek Training Stable and Equine Rehabilitation Center.
Will looks to Amos.
Specifications. Pro forma.
Oh, I see. You were talking to Amos. Gonna go in to hock up to your eyeballs to get out of hock up to your butt.
Right now, the future of this place is held together the same way as it was in the past, with rusted barbed wire and rotted rubber bands. There's room here for a horse operation.
This has been a cattle operation ever since it started. That's the way it's going to wind up. I'm going to talk to Ira Collins at the bank tomorrow, and we'll do what we've always done. It's just that simple.
You know, that might work for you, but sure as hell doesn't work for me. Now, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. There's one thing for sure. This time, we're not going to be doing it just your way. And for the record, I haven't eaten beef in 6 years. I'm a vegetarian. I don't believe in killing animals. I'm into healing them.
She saunters out with her papers. Amos looks to Will. Morning, Will walks out from the house. From above, we watch as he walks to his truck and opens the driver's door. He pauses. Jake is sitting in the passenger seat in a suit with a briefcase, tapping her fingers, looking straight ahead. He flings a paper onto the dash and gets in. They drive off.
Network of trainers and managers, all in desperate need of rehabilitation for their horses. That's where the training and rehab facility comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Up and running in 90 days, near immediate cash flow.
All right, you and I both know the cattle market's got no place to go but up. And we did all right with that Angus Hereford cross.
Jake rolls out her plans.
We just need a little more time to get the mix right.
And I'm going to pay off this damn note once and for all. But for now...
Look, it sounds like a good plan, Will, but this is now. And right now, I can't give you the time. Not even if you reduce the principal by 50%.
Look, this is an up-and-coming trend. We tie in with a big restaurant chain, maybe two. We feed and sell exclusively at a predetermined price per pound. There's no risk in it.
If you would just look at the proposal, Mr. Collins, it's all there. An integrated and complementary concept for the horse operation. I'm telling you, service the horse lover. That is where the money is.
She folds her arms.
I must say, I'm impressed. Very. I've never seen a better pro forma cash flow analysis on a horse ranching operation. It's all beautifully laid out.
It's all here in black and white.
The trouble is, I can't get approval for any additional loan commitments until and unless you make a substantial reduction in the current note.
You're already holding our land and improvements as collateral worth far more than what we're asking.
Ms. Cooper, Jake, we're here to talk about the Dry Creek's current obligation.
She straightens her spine.
This will work, Mr. Collins. It's cutting edge.
Look, all right, girl, set her piece. Now, you and I have to talk some turkey. I simply came here to roll a note. Now, let's get to it.
She rolls up her papers.
Like I said, Jake, it's all very well thought out. No argument. And if you'd had this plan a year ago, before...
She walks out. Will stands and watches her go, then sits back down. Ira shakes his head. Will raises his hand.
I can't do it, Will. Not this time.
Will stares at him.
If I did it for you, I'd have to be doing it for them, and we'd all go to hell. You, me, and them.
Well, that'd be a damn shame, wouldn't it, Ira, to have to help them? Rex over there, didn't his daddy do the carpentry work on these teller cages? And Fausto, his daddy spotted the first oil well in Colorado County, saved this very bank from going belly up back in 31. Charlie Banks in the Dry Creek. He stayed on the board of this bank, served on it, till the day he died. Them is what made Liberty Hill. And I might add, kept you in a job for over 25 years.
It's not the same Liberty Hill, Will. Newcomers aren't farmers or ranchers. Times change, people change, banking changes to keep the pace. Damn it, Will, ranching has changed.
Will throws up his hands and stands, walks around the desk and leans over it.
When I married Sarah, old Charlie Bankston made me make three promises. To love that woman with all my heart. To always wear a clean shirt if I can. And to always pay my debts. And I'll keep that promise till the day I die.
He looks down. Ira swallows and lowers his eyes.
Now we just gotta get through this. What do you want me to do, Ira? Just tell me.
Just pay it off, Will. It's been due 10 times over. We're not on the good old boy system anymore.
Tell me something, Ira. Have we changed? You, me?
He looks down and bites his lip.
Would $50,000 buy me half a year?
Ira wobbles his head.
120 days.
He shakes his head.
Come on, Ira.
No. I can maybe get you another 90 if I apply it to principal.
Will stands.
Got any tape?
Jake turns away from the truck with a furrowed brow. She paces. Will walks up to her.
Well, what did you good old boys come up with?
We talked it over and worked it out like we always do.
Put another band-aid on a gushing artery? Sounds like a good solid business plan to me.
He nods and looks down.
You know, after all that work I did, he didn't really look at it. He just sort of dismissed it. You're two of a kind, you know that? As for you, Ira ought to be fired or retired.
You just don't understand the system, young lady. Ira's a good sort. He's just stuck between a rock and a hard place like the rest of us.
It's the biggest jack in five counties, if you ask me.
I thought you thought I held that honor.
He reaches in the truck and gets a stack of envelopes.
I hadn't met Ira Collins.
You want the post office or the feed store? No matter what the bank says, we still got bills to pay.
Feed store.
Pick me up in front of the post office. I'll be the one with his pockets turned inside out.
Not used to dry creek folk calling ahead their order. Miss Cooper. Jake.
Welcome to the cell phone generation, Dabney.
We'll get somebody out to load you as fast as we can.
Morgan spots her and smiles.
Your order's all set up, Morgan. Anything else we can do for you?
Yeah, Dabney, one more thing.
He looks at Dabney's hat, takes it off and puts it on. Jake bends down on her truck with her back to Morgan as he walks up behind her in the hat.
Here we go.
Yeah, give me a second. I'm just making some room here.
Hey, let me give you a hand.
She looks back at him.
Morgan?
Hello, Jake.
What are you doing here?
I got bills to pay. Excuse me. Get this truck loaded right up for you.
He loads her truck.
Listen, if you have it in your head to stick around, I'm sure you'll get a job as a horse trainer somewhere. There's lots of horse ranches. I could put in a good word for you.
Here you go, Morgan. We'll keep all the special oats in stock for you from now on.
You don't really work here, do you?
She stops him.
Yeah, I'll take care of the rest, thanks.
She purses her lips. He takes off Dabney's hat and puts it on her. She sucks in her cheek. He gets in his car. She suppresses a smile. She rips off the hat. Lucky sticks his head out of his pen.
Come in, old man.
She brings two buckets.
Oh, you would not believe what I had to go through to get your dinner.
She dumps one bucket in the pen. She picks up the other bucket and walks further down. Amos appears at the barn door.
And Miss Grandpa, too. Come in.
She dumps the other bucket into another horse pen.
Oh, I just saw the clock and I saw the light was on. I figured I better come down here and take a look.
She puts down the bucket.
You know, Jake, I've been wanting to have a talk with you.
Yeah?
She walks to the hay.
You know, you need to cut yourself some slack. And nobody can do it all, girl.
She sets down the wheelbarrow.
Just take a look around. There's some really good things happening here. I mean, your home. Billy's a fine little boy. And that big old black horse of yours is really something else. He's fast. You know, the other day when you were working him out, I thought for a minute my watch was busted. Must have set you back a pretty penny, huh?
I bought him with the money Mom left me.
That's kind of putting all your eggs in one basket, eh?
It's the only basket I had. Besides, it didn't cost that much. It didn't come from champion bloodlines. Nobody believed him but me. I figure Lucky is my ticket to the promised land.
Amos raises his eyebrows.
You know, Jake, it gets awful lonely in that promised land by yourself.
She considers him. He nods to the door and reaches out a hand to her. She takes his arm and they walk out together. The pink and orange sky of dawn illuminates the rolling fields. Lucky trots around a pen.
It's hard to imagine all you've been seeing from a horse with no bloodlines.
Jake walks up.
Can I help you two gentlemen?
Here's the real reason why he's a winner. Jake Cooper, horse trainer extraordinaire. Jake, glad you meet Alex Kerwin, Rio Bajo Farms over in Travis County.
They shake hands.
Mr. Kerwin?
Ever since Morgan and I partnered up, I've heard nothing but amazing things about you and your horse. I just had to see for myself.
Partners? Huh. That was fast.
Well, I've been needing someone like Morgan for a long time. I know first class when I see it. We train, breed, and sell. And of course, I'm always on the lookout for buying the right horse.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Rio Bajo Farms. But I need to let you know, Mr. Kerwin, Lucky's not for sale. And he's already been in the winner's circle more than once.
Oh, well, what Morgan means is the really big winner's circle.
Ah.
Now maybe we can work something out. The three of us. With Morgan being trainer, running under my silks, splitting the profits, you do trust Morgan, I'm sure.
Excuse me.
She raises a finger and pulls Morgan aside.
You should have known better than to bring him here.
Jake, We never even talked about Lucky being for sale until he took a look at him. I only brought him here because...
Because he's got the money and you have the time and I have neither, right? Your little partnership looks like it could solve all my problems. Is that it?
Well, exactly, Miss Cooper. Exactly.
Alex, we've seen what we've come here to see.
He doesn't look her in the eye but nods and walks away.
Miss Cooper.
He tips his hat.
You know, Morgan, I can fight my own battles.
Morgan slowly turns back to her.
I didn't bring Alex here to make an offer on Lucky. He's seen the videos. He took one look at him. He knew he was a winner. That's his business. I brought him here because I want him to meet the amazing woman who took a no-bloodline skittish colt and turned him into a winner.
He blinks at her, then turns around and walks away. She stares after him with a furrowed brow. From above, people walk about. We follow a wagon being pulled by a couple men up to an auction stage. Amos walks up to Jake and they look around at the crowd.
Times must be tougher than I thought. This ain't that much of a crowd.
They look over to see a few kids running around. One boy stops and waves at Billy. Jake bends down to his level.
Do you want to go play, Billy? You can. Stay where I can see you, okay?
Billy walks over.
Remember, Billy, stay where I can see you.
Okay. As he runs off with the other kids, we notice Morgan talking to a few women.
Right yonder's the hottest item at this auction. Wonder how high that bidding's gonna go.
Amos nudges her shoulder. Jake folds her arms and looks over at him. She purses her lips. A woman approaches her.
Jackwood? It is you, isn't it?
It's a stone. Hi.
Oh, my. You're the spitting image of your mom. Mm-hmm. Where have you been keeping yourself?
Oh, I've been around.
Wow. 60 years of hard work to the highest bidder. Oh, well. Pay my taxes for one more year.
Morgan walks up.
Afternoon, Jake.
Mrs. Stone, this is Morgan Murphy.
She grabs his arm.
I know Morgan here. He's been helping me all morning to get this organized.
Jake smirks at him.
Oh, excuse me, dears.
She walks off. Two women walk by and smile at Morgan.
That's my kind of woman.
Jake raises her eyebrows.
Anna Stone's my kind of woman. Trouble is, they make damn few of them like that anymore.
They walk together.
Sure are making yourself at home here in Liberty Hill.
That place is beginning to grow on me. Some nice people.
The women gossip behind them.
Here we go, folks. The prize of the whole shebang, one of a kind.
A desk is brought up.
What we have here is a classic, folks. It's one of a kind. I bet this beauty's 100 years old if it's a day. Hannah Stone, am I right?
Sam's granddaddy built it.
You heard it, folks. Now, Sam's daddy built it.
Granddaddy. Sam's granddaddy built it.
I'm sorry. Sam's granddaddy built it. All right, Randy, let's get this show on the road. Now, you heard the lady, folks. This 100-year-plus desk, solid pecan wood, is beyond price. Well, let's see if we can get close to something fair for it today. All right, who wants to start us out? What do you want to give for it? Who go $300? Who go $300? $300. Who go $4? Do I hear $4 bid? Now, $4. Do you got now? Who go $5? Who go $5? Do I hear $500? $5 anybody? $5 anywhere? Oh, come on now, folks. Now, we're trying to help a lovely lady give the government its due. God knows they need it more than we do.
They nod and smile.
Now who go 500 one time? Who go 5? Who go 500 now? Who go 6? That's the spirit. Who go 600 one time? Right? Zachary just in the back. Now we're cooking. Let's go 7. We don't want that tax man to win now, do we, folks? Who go 700 one time? 700 now. Who go 8? Do I hear 8? 8 anywhere? Oh, now, folks, you won't find another like this in all of Texas or in all the world. Native pecan wood, and I need $800. Now who go 8 one time? Who will give me 8? Who will give me $800 bid? Now, folks, you know that this here is a jewel. This one sets the pace. Now, do we come here today to raise money or just eat barbecue? I'm talking to you, Randy. You still got sauce in your mustache. Now, let's go 800 one time. Who go 800? Who got Cole Jordan in the back for 800? Now, who go 9? Do I hear 9 anybody? 9 anywhere. Do I hear 800 going once? 800 going twice?
$1,000.
Is that you, Will Cooper?
Yep.
1,000 now going once. 1,000 going twice. Come on, folks. Let's get a little bit up higher to saddle, shall we?
I'll make it $1,200.
$1,200. Anybody going to top that? Anybody anywhere? She's sold right there to Will Cooper for $1,200. Thank you, Will. Now, that'll make a nice desk for sitting down and writing out checks to pay those bills every month, won't it? Now, folks, if you give us just a minute, we'll have lot item 126 up here for you.
$1,200? That's money we could use. We don't need a desk.
Morgan lowers his head.
Jacob, you don't know what just happened here. You got farther to go than I thought.
She furrows her brow.
You ladies need a beer?
He walks off with the two women. She looks at her father, whose smile fades when he sees her. She shakes her head. The windmill spins in the breeze. Picks and post diggers are thrown into the back of a truck.
Amos, we ought to sort out all this old equipment, sell off anything we're not using. Hell, we should have an auction. Maybe find out if that trophy saddle of mine's worth anything.
You know, Will, what you did for Hannah was mighty fine. But you need to remember, no good deed goes unpunished. We just have to...
Amos looks up at the pickup truck that flies in.
Put one foot in front of another.
They walk up to the truck. Jake gets out.
Where'd this come from?
Smiling Sam's used cars.
Where's your little purple love machine?
Smiling Sam's used cars. We have bills to pay. They're paid.
She walks off. Will furrows his brow. Jake flicks a needle, then pulls it out of a brown horse. Will walks in and watches her. He starries mouth agape. She sticks another needle in horse's side. She flicks it a few times. She picks up a blunt pen-like object and rubs the horse with it.
What in the world are you doing?
Acupuncture. So my dad will cure him. He's old, but I'll give him some relief. At this point, that's all that can be done. Besides hydrotherapy, and I can't pull that off here.
She grabs another needle. Will glances down, then walks away. The lights of the ranch are on at night. Will is in bed with Billy holding a book. He closes the book.
Oh, come on, Grandpa, read again.
I don't have to read it. I got it memorized by now.
Please?
Just not sleepy, are you? Let me see. I think I got the trick.
He gets up. Billy crawls to the foot of the bed and watches him. He opens the closet door. He takes down a bag.
What are you doing, Grandpa?
Looking for something, Billy.
Grandpa, what are you looking for?
He turns and holds something behind his back.
Close your eyes. It's a surprise.
Billy closes his eyes. Will kneels down in front of him and pulls out a teddy bear.
Okay. Long, long time ago, he was your mama's. Now he's yours.
Billy hugs the bear.
His name's Buddy. Says you're gonna be up all night. Maybe you and him could talk things over, get to know each other. Come on, hop in bed. The both of you. Get in there.
Billy crawls back in bed. Will tucks him in.
Did you tuck Mom in bed when she was little?
He shakes his head.
Not often enough, Billy.
Is that why she's so mad at you now?
No, sir. It's a bunch more complicated than that. There you go.
He rubs his forehead, then walks out.
I'm not mad at you, Grandpa.
Will turns back at the doorway.
I love you.
Will smiles slightly.
Good night, sir.
He turns out the light. Hands ladle pancake batter into a skillet. We move up to see it's Amos cooking. Will walks through the kitchen. Amos watches him. Jake scrolls through spreadsheets on a laptop. Will enters and startles when he sees her.
I didn't know you were.
Oh, yeah. I'm just finishing up. I'm calling it quits after I balance my checkbook.
He rubs his face with his hands and walks out. She glances over her shoulder as he leaves, then goes back to her computer. She looks at a spreadsheet that has a withdrawal on April 25th highlighted of $50,000.
Here you go, little buckaroo. You finish those, I'll give you some more, okay? Your great-grandpa used to say, waste not, want not.
Easy. It's all the syrup we got. Got to think of other folks.
That's a novel concept coming from you.
Just what's that supposed to mean?
The check?
Her eyes widen.
Oh, yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Yeah, that check was for the buy-sell agreement. I was buying you out, remember? You... cash the check. I don't ever remember us coming to an agreement.
You got any coffee?
Amos leaves the room.
Billy, I'm
don't you take one of Amos's biscuits? Buddy Bear, get outside and wait on the porch.
He guides Billy out the door. She glares at him with a hand on her hip.
Like Grandpa Charlie said, it's a partnership. You put in $50,000. I put in a lifetime of blood and sweat. I'd say that makes us partners. That money bought family 90 days at the bank.
He glances to Amos, who looks at Jake.
Family discuss matters. They talk about their thoughts and their ideas, their problems.
I bought us 90 days, Jake.
You bought us 90 days with my money. That's a decision we probably should have made together. You know, you have not changed at all in 8 years. If you would just for once stop and listen.
Billy runs in.
Grandpa, there's a man sitting on the porch.
This time of the morning?
Who is it, Billy?
Just sitting there. Told me to find my grandpa.
Excuse me.
Will walks out.
Billy, honey, come finish your breakfast.
Will looks out to see Ira sitting on the bench. Will circles him.
Ira?
Morning, Will. I couldn't bring myself to knock at being so early.
You look like you just run over your favorite cow dog, Ira. What's happened?
I should have called you last night, but I couldn't make myself do it.
What's wrong?
Ira looks down.
They let me go, Will. 25 years, and they let me go.
They can just do that.
He licks his lips.
Yeah, I get the pension and all, but it wasn't my choosing. And neither was the other, Will. I told him it was a promise. I told him we had a deal. Northern Lights Bank shares is calling the note on the Dry Creek.
Will stares at him.
I'm sorry, Will.
He shakes his head. Will stares at him.
You want some breakfast, Ira?
Will points to him.
You come a long way to get out of here.
He turns and walks out towards the hills and rubs his neck. Will's pickup speeds towards us down the street. He screeches to a halt. He gets out.
I know just what you mean, my grandson. In fact,
the teller and customers look up as Will stomps in.
Irene, can you tell me who took over Ira Collins' job?
Well, that'd be Mr. Wainwright, Jack Wainwright from Seattle, Washington.
Where can I find him?
Well, he's in the loan committee meeting with all the other... Mr., you can't go in. Mr. Cooper!
What we have to focus on this quarter is moving our non-producing loans out of the portfolios.
Will bursts into the conference.
I had a feeling I'd find you here, Sanchez.
Sanchez looks up.
We'll talk later, but right now I'm looking for Jack Wainwright.
And you would be...
Will Cooper, Dry Creek Ranch.
Ah, Mr. Cooper. Well, if you'll just wait out of the lobby.
I signed over a check for $50,000. In return, I was promised 90 days grace to sell off stock and pay a note. Now, what happened to my $50,000?
Dry Creek Ranch, yes. Duly applied to the balance of the loan. A past due loan and insufficient to cover that loan. We've decided as a committee to call the note.
Well, what happened to my 90 days? What happened to five generations of honest work and trust? Trust on both sides.
Mr. Collins had no authority to accept those conditions. Mr. Collins did not and does not represent Northern Lights Bank shares. Your note has been called, and yours isn't the only one.
Who made that call? You? Or was it Sanchez over there? Or some outfit called Americrook?
No, Mr. Cooper, the decision came from Seattle. Now, if you'll just...
Dry Creek is going to be cut up and sold off for 10 times... 20 times what's owed. Mr. Wainwright, that gives bank robbery a whole new meaning.
Wainwright stands.
Disposal of the property will be Seattle's decision.
And here's my decision.
Will punches him in the face.
You sent that on to Seattle. You're in Texas now, mister. I'm really sorry, ma'am.
He tips his hat.
We'll talk later, Sanchez.
He releases Wainwright, then walks out of the conference room. Sanchez watches him go. Jake and Amos struggle to open the doors for a cow to run out. It finally opens and the cow hops out. Will pulls up and gets out of the truck. He takes off his jacket. Amos and Jake walk to him.
A jack named Wainwright says Seattle pull the plug. We either pay the note or they'll call the collateral.
Which means?
Means, just about done in.
Got our work cut out for us?
Yes, sir.
Where do we start?
Amos puts his arm around Jake.
First, we call the breeding stock. And then we find a buyer for the rest, get the best price we can. Then we flush out and round up every head of stock on the place.
And pray.
Amos, your horse needs a ride.
I believe he does.
Amos points at him, then Will walks away and Amos goes back to the car pen. Jake watches Will go, then goes back to the pen. Will rides off on the horse. He rides down the dirt road through the rolling hills. He approaches a herd of cattle grazing on a hill. He gets the cattle moving, then dismounts. He looks out over the land and kneels. He wipes his face with his hand. He looks out at the rolling hills, then lowers his head. A truck with a horse trailer attached drives under the sign that says, Dry Creek Valley Ranch. Another truck with a horse trailer follows it. Yet another truck and horse trailer is right behind. A rodent perks its head up, then bounds away. A herd of cattle runs down a hill. Will watches them run from his horse at the bottom of the hill. He looks around at the land. Jake appears on a horse herding the cattle from the side. Ranchers surround the herd and guide them down the hill. Jake rides on her horse. A rancher spins his lasso. Jake gallops along with the cattle. Amos watches her. She breaks up a group. She wrangles a few stray cattle back to the herd.
Atta girl, Jake. You ain't lost your touch.
He looks up at her. He walks on the outside of the herd. Runs up and over a hill. Ranchers guide them towards a pen. The cattle squeeze into the pen. The ranchers stand by and swing their lassos. A calf and a cow graze in the pen. The ranchers close the gate. The cattle are herded onto the trailers. Amos rides them in. One of the trailers drives away full of cattle. A hand holds a counter clicker that reads 374. Amos rides up to Will.
How'd it go, boss?
Not good enough. Better get back out there.
He grabs the top bar of the pen. Ranchers gather the few cattle that are left on the hills. Amos rides over a hill. The cattle are herded into the pen. The door to another trailer closes and it drives off. Will checks the counter clicker again. From above, we see a small herd rounded up by Amos and other ranchers. They run down the hill. Jake walks behind some stragglers. More cattle walk into the pen. They're loaded into a trailer. The trailer drives off. Will and another rancher compare counter clickers.
Well, that's close enough.
Well, not by a long shot. Our tallies match close enough, Fulham, but I'm going to be a lot shorter on a head count that I made not more than 2 weeks ago.
More cattle are rounded up in the fields. Amos stops a moment, takes off his hat and wipes his brow with a smile. The last of the cattle are loaded onto a trailer. Jake guides a few in. Will stands on the bed of his pickup writing on a pad. Amos rides up to him. Will shows him the pad.
Can't say I'm a bit surprised. Disappointed, but not surprised.
Jake rides up.
Charlie used to say nothing done in a hurry is ever done right.
Billy is asleep in the truck.
We're way short here, Jake. If you give me some more time, I might be able to...
We have to throw in the breeders to even come close, Amos.
Well, hell's bells, John Williams. What are we going to have left then? A hell of a collection of cow patties? We're not going to have anything left to build on. What good is land without stock?
What good stock without lamb? What did Charlie's daddy have when he started?
Rumor was about 24 head of rustled heifers and a bully barred from somebody whose name he couldn't recollect.
We can cut your checks in as we weigh that last year load, Mr.
Tomorrow we load up the breeding stock and the bull pasture.
Are you sure? That's almost like the end of the trail.
You heard him. Load him up. Let's have him make a new trail.
She rides off. Amos and Will watch her go.
Ooh-wee.
A pink and blue sky hovers above the hills. The trailers with the cattle drive away. Amos and Will watch them go.
This was Sarah's favorite spot. Glad she didn't see this.
Jake looks out at the empty hills. Will walks back to his truck. He brings out some beers and hands them to Jake and Amos.
What are we celebrating?
Oh, I don't know. The end of everything?
Well, let's have us a drink to pessimism.
Maybe the beginning. If they take the ranch, we don't have to make any more payments on the note.
I pay my debts.
Well, here's to damn fools and pessimists.
Cheers.
They clink bottles. They look up at the sky. Lightning streaks across the dark sky.
Mm. Billy, get in the cab of the truck.
I get him.
It looks like it's moving pretty fast. Make it down to the barn.
She hands Will her beer. Amos ducks as another bolt flashes.
That was too close.
Jake mounts a horse. A bolt of lightning hits the barn directly.
The barn!
She rides off. The top corner of the barn is on fire.
Amos, call county fire.
Will runs to the truck.
Hang on, Billy. Hang on.
The truck drives off.
So we got a lightning strike. You drive Creek Ranch on County Road. All you butts out here. We got our barn on fire.
The truck speeds down the road, followed closely behind by Jake. The truck drives up to the barn. They park a ways away and get out and stare at the barn on fire. Smoke billows out of the front door of the barn.
Stay put, Billy.
Will and Amos run into the barn. Jake rides up. She dismounts. She runs past the truck.
Billy, you stay in the truck. Don't move, okay?
She glances to the barn.
I'm not
Viking. No, I know, baby. I'm gonna get him, I promise. You stay here.
Will and Amos pour buckets of water on the fire. Jake runs into the barn. She grabs a blanket and hits a patch of fire repeatedly. Lucky rears up. There is fire around his pen. Will opens a horse pen. Jake runs to Lucky.
Okay, Lucky. Calm down, buddy. Whoa, easy. We get chatty. Hold on.
Will walks another horse out of the pen. Amos hits the flames with a blanket, then spots Will's trophy room surrounded by fire.
Mama! Take Lucky!
Billy shouts out of the truck window. He hops out of the truck and runs to the barn. Will guides a horse out of the barn. It gallops out the door as Billy comes running in. Will picks up Billy and carries him outside, knocking off his hat. Amos follows.
Is he all right? Take him up the house. All right, lock him in if you have to.
Oh, boy. Come here.
Will is cut off by a plume of flames. Jake appears, leading Lucky up by the reins. Lucky rears up. He tries to guide him out of the barn. Will runs along the outside of the barn to the other side and tries to open the back door. He kicks the door. Lucky rears up. Will runs into the door with his shoulder. He runs to the bulldozer. He drives the bulldozer through the gate and towards the barn. Lucky rears up again. He bursts through the barn wall. He backs up the bulldozer, leaving a hole.
Come on,
let's
get up.
Lucky walks out through the hole, followed by Jake running after him. Will gets off of the bulldozer and he, Amos and Jake stand together watching the blaze.
Apache,
Will runs towards the barn. Jay lunges after him, but Amos holds her back. They stare at the flame-filled barn. A horse flies out, followed by Will, whose arm is on fire. Amos bats the flames with his hat and Will pours dirt on his arm. The flames go out. They gape up at the burning barn. Flames shoot out of the roof and smoke fills the inside. From above, we watch a firefighter walk through the wreckage. Other firefighters, Will, Jake and Amos and other ranchers sword through the rubble.
Wow, look at that.
Will picks up a buckle.
Worn that in San Antonio, July 72. That was a hell of a ride.
He throws it.
Well, that's a damn fool move, John William. You could have polished it up.
Will waves a hand at him.
4th of July rodeo, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Here I was born.
How was I supposed to know you were born a week early?
What about all my other birthdays?
You know, 4th of July, it's a big rodeo purse. Always sent you a present, didn't I?
I didn't want your presence, right? I wanted you to be around, like a father. It's one thing I always said, when I had Billy, at least I'd be around for him.
You know why that buckle meant so much to me? It's the hardest ride I ever took. I spent all my time thinking about your mama having my baby, you.
All right, to both of you, just shut the hell up! I swear, head's as hard as green pecans. You know, I spent most of my life right here working Dry Creek. And I'm doing what I love, and I feel like a mighty lucky man. But ranching ain't no easy business. It ain't for the faint of heart. You work the good times as well as the bad, and you're a big help if you don't need much sleep.
Amos, don't get your blood in a boil.
You know, John William, living with you ain't always been no bed of roses. I understand that hard times and burying people you love can make a man tough. But damn it, this girl's aching inside. And she's been given all she's got to help us. And what do? You keep cutting her off at the knees. And as for you, Jake, you ought to understand by now that your daddy's done more with less than any other man around these parts, rodeos and all. Don't you know he dies a little bit every time you, both of you, you're two of a kind. Don't you hardheads get it? What happens to all this don't matter. What happens to this is what matters. Family. That's all there really is.
He takes Will's and Jake's hand and brings them closer. He takes off his hat and grimaces. Jake furrows her brow.
Amos?
He wavers, then falls into Will's arms.
All right, get your helpers over here, fella.
Amos?
They lay him down.
Hey, we got some stuff. Amos, you okay?
Amos?
Jake paces a hospital hallway. A nurse approaches her.
He's out of ICU. He's in room 104 now. You can stick your head in the door, but only stay a minute.
Jake wakes up Billy and they follow the nurse. She carries Billy down the hallway. She turns into a room. Amos lays in bed. Will sits with him. Jake waits in the doorway.
You hard-headed old peckerwood. You almost let yourself in. Why not get so riled up? Please, Amos, wake up. I ain't got anybody to talk to.
Amos lays unconscious. He wipes his eye.
You, I hate this place.
He looks around at the hospital room.
I can't remember the worst day. Besides the day I lost Sarah. Girl said some pretty awful things to me that day. Said she hated me. Hate me till the day I died.
Jake nuzzles the sleeping Billy.
How'd it all come to that? How the hell did it all come to that?
His eyes wander.
Grandpa Charlie, he went numb that day, too. He didn't want to say goodbye to his baby girl.
Jake listens. Will blinks and looks down.
I had to do it. I had to take her off this damn machine.
He licks his lips. She watches him.
Sarah's never gonna come back, Amos. Not being Sarah yet.
Amos lays unconscious.
Not in this world. I couldn't just let her lay there.
Tears well in his eyes. Jake closes her eyes.
Well, anyway, I could talk to Jake about it. I didn't want her carrying a load of that decision.
He closes his eyes. She looks to him as tears fill her eyes.
You know, I never thought I'd wind up losing.
to both of them that day, my wife and my daughter. Please wake up, Amos. The good Lord didn't bring us as far as drop us on our behinds.
Billy wakes up.
Mama, what's wrong?
Will turns around to see Jake and Billy. He stares at her with wide eyes. She turns abruptly and walks away. He turns to Amos and leans on the bed looking down. Jake leans her head on the steering wheel of her truck and weeps. Morgan appears in the window. She sits up and wipes her face. Billy sleeps on the seat. She gets out of the truck. She brings a hand to her forehead.
They think it was a stroke. Maybe mild, and he's still partially sedated.
She looks off.
Go figure. Laid back. Amos. Having a stroke.
Maybe he'll shake it off. A lot of people do.
She nods.
Yeah.
She stares off into space.
We won't know anything for 24 hours or so.
How about you? Are you okay?
God, no, I'm not okay.
She wipes away a tear. She touches the bridge of her nose.
I just don't have any more answers.
He hugs her. He touches her hair. A pickup truck drives down the road and stops on the left. Will looks to the building he parked in front of and turns off the truck. He takes off his hat and leans his head back for a moment, closing his eyes. He gets out. He enters the bank.
Irene.
Morning, Will Cooper. I heard about the fire, and I hope Amos is going to be all right.
I'm looking for that fellow Wainwright.
He's out at the office at a meeting, Will.
All right, where do I find Sanchez?
Well, Mr. Sanchez does an office here at the bank, Will.
Is there anybody here that actually runs the place?
She opens her mouth to speak.
Will, is there?
She looks at his phone.
I believe that's you, Will.
What's me?
Your cell phone. It's ringing.
I don't know.
He looks in his shirt pocket and takes out a phone.
Belongs to Amos.
Her eyes widen.
Answer it for me, will you?
Hey, hello?
She nods and raises her eyebrow.
It's the hospital, Will, for you.
He takes the phone.
Will Cooper.
We walk through hospital swing doors. A nurse looks up at us.
Thank goodness you're here, Mr. Cooper.
How serious is it?
Very. We've done everything we know how.
How long has this been going on?
Most of the morning. It's getting worse.
John William Cooper, it's about time you got here. Now you tell this jailer here to give me back my pants, because we're going home.
Absolutely out of the question. Bed rest and monitoring is what was ordered. Your test will be back.
Hasta la vista, baby. Now, you heard the lady, Amos. Turn around and get back into bed before this goes from serious to worse.
Worse? You mean as in dying? Oh, no, no, no. If you got a feeling somebody needs to do that, you do the honors, because I'm figuring on sticking around for another 20 years or so just to make people like you and her miserable. Now, give me my pants. You know what could kill a fella? Laying around in that bed back there hard as rocks, counting the ceiling tiles. Now, Will, I'm going home. You get me my britches or I'm going like this.
Wouldn't do to have his butt waving in the breeze.
Will pats his arm.
Get the man his pants.
I'm getting the doctor.
Yeah, you do that. Maybe he knows who stole my britches.
She stalks off.
You've been showing your butt for years, Will. It's my turn now.
He walks out of the door in his hospital gown. Will puts on his hat.
You know, when I was up there in that coma, I had the strangest dream. I dreamt you was rubbing my feet.
I'm worried about you. How many fingers you see?
I ain't counting fingers. What happened to Jake?
I don't know. One minute she's standing in the hospital room door. Next minute she's gone. Just like before. Been out in the parking lot and her old truck just wasn't there.
Well, it ain't likely she just took off, Will.
A truck comes speeding up behind them. Will looks in his mirror. The truck flies past them, almost driving them off the road.
Bells, if I wanted to die and stay in the hospital, Will.
Where in blazes does the damn fool think he's going in such a hurry?
Looks like you're gonna get a chance to ask him. He's turning into Dry Creek.
The truck makes a left into Dry Creek Ranch. Will's truck follows. Men on horses drag metal beams across the yard. The speeding truck pulls up, followed by Will and Amos. From below, we watch Will get out of his truck. Wainwright, Sanchez, and Kerwin wave to him. Jake and another man look over at him. Morgan looks over while tending to Lucky. Will walks up to them with a scowl.
What the hell's going on here? Jake can't sell this place out for money.
No, I couldn't, and I wouldn't.
Then somebody tell me what's going on here.
Amos, who let you out of the hospital?
I let myself out, Jake. One of you fellas want to answer his question?
Bygones be bygones, Mr. Cooper. Congratulations.
Congratulations for what?
It's going to be a big boost for Liberty Hill, the county, and the whole Hill country. Northern Lights Bank Share is glad to be a part of it.
What you're looking at, Mr. Cooper, is phase one of the Dry Creek Training Stables and Equine Rehab Center. And I am proud to be part of it.
Jake, you want to tell your daddy what these guys are talking about?
It's my dream. It's coming true.
Will looks to her and blinks.
All right, Lucky, here's how this is going to work.
She pets him.
You got to go run your race. I got to run mine. We can do this, buddy. Together, we can all do this.
Amos smiles and nods. Will takes both hands to his neck.
You want me to take them?
I'd be happy if you'd do the honors.
She smiles.
Come on, boy.
He leads Lucky off.
Jake.
Will walks a few paces.
We're going to rebuild the barn. Add some new stables right over there. That's where the new hydrotherapy pool is going to go. Morgan called Mr. Kerwin. He's agreed to be our financial partner, put up seed money. For the next 2 years, Lucky runs under his silks. He wants his winnings, and he will win. Cover our nut. He comes back and races for the Dry Creek. When his racing days are over, he comes home, and his bloodlines start here, where he belongs.
Will nods.
It's always been a cattle ranch.
You better get your premium beef scheme up and running, huh, Daddy? South Pasture still has 50 head left. We're keeping half the breeding stock and bulls.
He stares at her. She stares back. He smiles.
Okay, we'll use your horse for the rest of the afternoon. Zachariah goes too. Come on, big fella.
Will lifts Billy down from the horse.
Morgan, look after Billy, will you? Jake and I got some work to do.
Morgan picks up Billy.
Jake, let's go for a ride.
Jake walks up and Will hands her the reins. Amos hits Morgan's arm playfully.
Check that old water tank.
They mount their horses.
Do a count of all those bulls you're talking about. Then you can explain to your daddy how this is all going to work out.
They ride off together. Amos, Morgan, and Billy watch as they ride away. We float above as they ride to the hills. They gallop through the rolling fields.
Like old Charlie Bankston always said, cowboy and his hard work. From before daylight to way past dark. Not enough money to write home about, but the thing is, it gets in your blood. Of course, you do have to keep up with the times. Do it right and you spend every day doing something you love. And not many folks can say that.
Jake and Will crest a hilltop. She points off to the left and gestures further than to the right. We float above them as they look out on their land. Credits roll. Text: Executive Producers Larry Levinson, Robert Hallman Jr.